Now will you notice verses 29 and 30. And Daniel now is going to make known to the king the dream. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? This thing bothered Nebuchadnezzar, lying in bed at night. He wondered what the future held. Here he's a world ruler, and he started out as a petty king. And he says now, and I'm reading again, and he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. You see, the dream now had to do with the future of Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom and the outcome of the great world empires. Apparently, Nebuchadnezzar had been troubled about the future of this vast empire, of which he had very suddenly found himself the possessor and the dictator. And the dream was God's answer to his problem. Now, Daniel makes it clear that he himself deserves no credit, but that God in heaven has revealed the dream. God was prompted, you see, to reveal the dream to spare the lives of the wise men, as well as to satisfy the curiosity of this man, Nebuchadnezzar. Now, God is going to speak to this man in the language that he will understand. This is a man that actually, it was the outward splendor. It was the outward glory of his kingdom. And God's going to speak to him in showing the outward splendor and glory. But also, it's the dream of a Gentile. And God is speaking to him in a way that he'd understand. The image was not to be worshipped here, you see. But this man knew all about images because he fell down before them there in the city of Babylon. It was a city filled with images. Now, God speaks to him in the language that he can understand. And he's going to give now in this section the history of the rule of this world by the Gentiles. Because of the failure of the house of David, God now is taking the scepter of this universe out from the hands of the Lion of David, and he's going to put it in the hands of the Gentiles, and it's there today. It'll be there until the nail-pierced hands of Jesus Christ when he comes to this earth, and he'll take that scepter and rule on this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, we have that period bridge between that day of Nebuchadnezzar and right down to where we live and on beyond where we live to the end of the times of the Gentiles. Now, let me read here in your hearing. He says to this man, as for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed.